listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com.
Alexi Madrigal in the box for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Top of the third with the Bulldogs leading this one 1-0 here at in West Lafayette, Harrison High School. A nice facility. My first time here at the high school. Good facilities all around. The pitch fouled off deep down the left field line and on top of the dugout roof, third base side. The count 0-2. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to all of our listeners. We got a number of them, and we know you've enjoyed this day of softball. We got listeners from not just Crown Point, but we got them from Maryville, St. John, DeMont, Marion, Winnemac, Plainfield. We even got a listener in Kansas. We got a listener in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Plenty of locations checking out the Crown Point Bulldogs trying to punch their way to, well, Ben Davis High School a week from tonight, the Class 4A state title game. The 0-2 pitch misses away, 1-2 the count. So certainly we're happy that you could join us, take us apart on your devices, whether it be your laptop, your iPhone. Maybe you're listening on your computer, people out and about enjoying their Saturday. Certainly it's been a beautiful day in the northern half of Indiana. Line and caught by the shortstop, Dillo. And there's one gone. So Dillo did not even have to move a muscle for that one. Nicole Dillo playing short. Hard hit and one out. So back to the top of the order, and Mackenzie Dunlap, a strikeout in the first. With the bunt laid down to the right side. Fielded by the first baseman Carter. She has no play, and it's a bunt single for Mackenzie Dunlap. So Dunlap, who, if you look at the Bulldog more consistent hitter, certainly she is one of them, just finding a way to get on base. Why not try to bunt? It works to success. So that will bring up Gracie Frazier, a left-handed hitter. Mika Interwine, and the pitch line to miss as the runner takes off from first, and a stolen base for Mackenzie Dunlap as she pulls in the second. So the Crown Point Bulldogs trying to move the runners along, trying to bring them in any way possible. Of course, we're talking about the Penn Keensmen and their home runs that they hit in game one. Crown Point can hit home runs, but not normally a power-hitting ball club. Of course, we saw a home run from the person standing at second base in Dunlap. But that was on Tuesday at Chesterton High School. Here's the pitch. A bunt laid down right back to the mound. Fielded by Mika on the first in time. The sack bunt worse to success. Off the bat of Gracie Frazier, it goes 1-3. It looked like a close play at the bag, but Gracie Frazier, not giving the benefit of the doubt, retired. But she shouldn't feel bad about herself. It is a sack bunt. It does move Dunlap 60 feet from scoring in the third base. And the Bulldogs leading this one 1-0, have a runner at third with two outs. And Alexis Holloway can help her own cause. Two crucial bunts here in the inning. Alexis stands up against another Alexis, Alexis Mika. Mika underwind the pitch off the plate outside. The count 1-0. The Crown Point Bulldogs have won 28 games and have lost two. Pitch misses away. And the count 2-0. So it looks like they're looking at possibly putting on Alexis Holloway, and that would bring up then Maggie Ballantyne. Looks like they're trying to pitch maybe around her. And indeed, it looks like an intentional walk. So 3-0. Alexis, of course, coming up with a double in the first inning. She is 1-for-1, had a run scored in the opening inning. To this point, the long run for either team here in the ball game, and the pitch misses, or actually it's an intentional walk. So ball four, and Alexis Holloway draws an intentional pass. You don't see that normally in softball, but Alexis Holloway getting the pass, and now a runner caught in between second and third. The run comes in to score. The run comes in to score as caught in a rundown. As Wall is right, so the Bulldogs get a run. Dunlap comes in to score, but caught in a rundown was of the runner, Alexis Holloway. She was heading to second, and it worked to success. So the Bulldogs have a 2-0 lead. Wow is right. You don't see that often, but the Bulldogs will take it, and so will we. A 2-0 lead for the Bulldogs. You're here against Hamilton Southeastern. The Royals coming up bottom of the third. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Hi, I'm Kent Lundquist.
And I'm Bill Satterly. Together, we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
We're hosts of the Feeling of Jazz, one of the proud sponsors of Crown Point High School for on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
We're also proud to bring you music each week from some of the biggest names in jazz, like Duke Ellington and Count Basie.
And artists with their own distinctive styles, like Shorty Rogers and Zoot Sims.
So we invite you friends to join us each Sunday night at 8 for the Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM in the Lakeshore and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com.
Let's reiterate what happened. Alexis Holloway drew the intentional base on ball, and I'm sure the Royals wish that had not happened now, because Alexis Holloway then just went to second. She was caught in between a rundown in second and third. Smart, because that allowed Mackenzie Dunlap to score. So she scores. No RBI given to anybody, obviously. It was not a run batted in. But the Bulldogs lead this one 2-0. So no runners left on base. They did pick up a hit in that inning. And the Bulldogs leading this one 2-0. Boy, you don't think the Bulldogs are thinking Indianapolis. They are tonight, let me tell you. So here it is. So here is the ninth place hitter, Shelby Berthold, the center fielder, due up. Here's the pitch. One on and missed. The count 0-2. Alexis Holloway sacrificing herself in between the base pads for a run. Goes into her motion. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner, called strike three. So Berthold retired. Yet another punch out by Alexis. Six strikeouts in the game for Alexis Holloway as she continues to be on cruise control. Some point's going to come to an end for Alexis Holloway and the Crown Point Bulldogs, just hopefully not tonight. Swung on and miss as Eliza Moore steps in, the right fielder. Alexis Holloway goes into her wind, tiptoes the first base side of the rubber, and the pitch. The lay call catches the outside corner. Alexis gets the call, 0-2. Beyond Moore, top of the order with Abby Taylor. Alexis Holloway going through the order once already tonight. Swung on and missed, strike three. When you're hot, you're hot. And Alexis Holloway, not just hot, she is flaming right now. Back-to-back strikeouts in all four consecutive strikeouts. Heck, in all, for that matter, too. Five strikeouts in the last six hitters that Hamilton Southeastern has set up. And they will go to the top of the order with Abby Taylor. Swung on and missed. Alexis Holloway making the game of softball seem easy. Alexis into her wind, and the pitch fouled off to the left, and the count goes to 0-2. There are light towers here. They might not be needed. This game did start a little bit before 6:30. As mentioned, this was initially a 6 o'clock central. Actually, think of the central time zone. We're on the eastern time zone. This game was supposed to have started initially at 7 o'clock Eastern. Pitch misses away. And the count 1-2. The start time of this sectional of this semi-state championship was initially 7 p.m. Eastern. However, was pushed back to 7:30. Pitch fouled off, or line down the left field line, coming over, and Phillips makes the catch in foul ground. And that will do it for Hamilton Southeastern in their half of the third inning. They go down in order for the second time here tonight, and the Bulldogs with a 2-0 lead as we go to the top of the fourth here in this semifinal championship from West Lafayette Harrison High School. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Hosting a party, shower, or business meeting? Let the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant do the cooking for you. They offer catering packages serving groups from 8 to 12 or 16 to 20 people. Their catering menu includes fish, chicken, pasta, side dishes, salads, and vegetables. You can also choose from a variety of delicious breakfast or luncheon selections at an affordable price. Stop by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant located next to Dairy Queen at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point and learn more how they can cater your next gathering. That's the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, heartwarming and family-owned at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com.
Bulldogs with a 2-0 lead in this Class 4A semi-state championship. We're Harrison High School, Frank Sprinkle on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com. Mark Smith is here as well with photos, as well as writing the game feature story, covering the Crown Point Bulldogs here at Harrison High School in West Lafayette all day. And the first pitch, a called strike, the count 0-1 to Maggie Ballantyne. Ballantyne reached base on a two-base error. It did bring in Alexis Holloway from second. The ball was dropped by the left fielder, Taylor. However, no RBI given to Ballantyne. But as if she were to mind, the Bulldogs were up 1-0, get the runs any way possible. This is the semi-state round. 1-1 to count. Crown Point, a two to one win in one of the most memorable games in high school softball in the Hoosier State. It just has to be. 13 innings between the number one and number three ranked team. The Penn Kingsmen number one, the Crown Point Bulldogs number three. Crown Point scoring a run in the first, Penn scoring a run in the seventh, forcing extra innings. And Gracie Frazier driving in Brooke Manhattan from second in the bottom half of the 13th to solidify tonight for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Line foul down the left field line. Right past Pete Usich, the skipper of the Crown Point Bulldogs, coaching at third base. Gabby West Popovich coaching down at first base for the Crown Point Bulldogs, who are in the red jersey tops with white slacks, red jersey tops with a trim of white. Crown Point, normally that is their designated road uniform, although they did wear it in the first game against Penn, although considered the home team in that one. The 2-2 offering misses off the plate outside, and the count goes full, 3-2. Try as best as we can to give you some scores from other section or other semi-state action throughout the night, including what is going on at Bedford North Lawrence. The winner of the championship game there will meet the championship game winner here in Indianapolis a week from now. Runner on the two hops by Didlow on the first. In time, as stretching was Carter. It wasn't easy, Carter, to stretch. She was able to keep her foot on the bag and good enough for the first out. So it goes 6-3. Wasn't easy, but the Royals able to have a good defensive play, at least on the part of the first baseman by Carter, just stretching. So that will bring up Mallory McMahon. McMahon 0-for-1. She ended the first inning with a pop out to third. Give you the totals for this game to this point. 2-2-0, the totals for the Crown Point Bulldogs, the road team. 0-1-1 for Hamilton Southeastern. They are the home team. Hamilton Southeastern was the road team against Homestead in their matchup earlier this afternoon. Alexis Mika looking in for the sign, has what she wants in the pitch. Line in the left field, coming on is Taylor, stopping her tracks, making the catch. One gone here in the inning. Or two outs, I should say. Check that, two outs. And that will bring up Caitlin Phillips. Phillips, a ground out, second to first in the second. We're in the fourth inning, the top half, with the Crown Point Bulldogs leading 2-0 here on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com. Crown Point looking to punch their way to Ben Davis High School 7 nights from now. Lined and caught at second by Rager. as Rager makes the catch and Phillips retired. And 1-2-3 go to Bulldogs in their half of the fourth inning. They lead it 2-0. Hamilton Southeastern coming up in the bottom half of the fourth here in the semi-state championship from Harrison High School in West Lafayette. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Crown Point Baseball and Softball on Indiana-Sports.com and USA-365.com is sponsored in part by Meyer Broadcasting Corporation, home of internet radio stations like The Breeze, The Sea Breeze, and the all-new WFLM.us. WFLM plays the world's finest listening music, featuring the smooth sounds of the original WFLM 103.9 FM, which originally signed on the air in 1972. Based in Crown Point, Indiana, Meyer Broadcasting Corporation recently rediscovered a treasure trove of beautiful musical recordings that have now been digitally remastered for streaming at WFLM.us.
Listen to the smooth.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com.
Nicole Dillo, the shortstop, threw up a right-handed hitter. The second time she has facing Alexis Holloway this evening, leading off the bottom of the fourth and looks at a called strike, 0-1. Frank Sprinkle on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com, along with Mark Smith, the Bulldogs, leading this one 2-0. Crown Point scoring runs in the first and third innings as the pitch in there for a called strike, and Alexis has Dillo where she wants her at 0-2. Alexis tiptoeing the first base side of the rubber. Into her wind. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lifted foul above her head. The count remains 0-2. Bulldogs defense left to right of Phillips, McMahon, and Bird. Left side of the infield, diamond of Kleinberg and Dunlap. Third to short, Valentin and Frazier. Right side, second to first, Holloway and Madrigal, the pitcher and catcher, the battery, for the Crown Point Bulldogs, leading 2-0. As the Crown Point Bulldogs try to reach a goal that they have never had before, the Class 4A state championship game. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed in the dirt. Throw down to second by down the first by Madrigal, and that retires Dillo. So a strikeout and a 2-3 putout retires the leadoff hitter in the inning. Dillo will go strikeout, Sweeney, 2-3 on the putout. Madrigal to Frazier. So Jordan Rager drew up the second baseman. 0-for-1, a pop out, her first time up, and she looks at a called strike. The count 0-1. The sun starting to set a little bit as the pitch swung on and missed. The count 0-2. There is a shade right in left field. Throughout most of left field, you can see a shade. It's as you get deep and straight away that you appear to get in the shade, get some sunlight. Pitch misses up, and the count a ball and two strikes. Plenty of sun over center and right field. Been a long but quick day, an enjoyable one at that. Here's the 1-2. Off the plate outside, two balls, two strikes. Libby Ratliff on deck. Open stance by the second baseman Rager for the Royals, and the pitch in there for a called strike three. Right on the inside corner, a brush stroke by Alexis Holloway, and she has yet another strikeout, two gone in the inning. Nine punch-outs for Alexis Holloway here in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch fouled off and back to the screen for Libby Ratliff. The count 0-1. Ratliff, a strikeout herself in the second inning. That was a caught-looking strike three. That was actually the first out of the second inning. Bulldogs lead this one 2-0. Swirled the bat by Ratliff. Here's the pitch. Misses up, and the count goes to a ball and a strike. It's a sea of red and a sea of blue. Sea of red on the first base side of the stands. Blue on the right, on the left side, third base side. Pitch in there for a called strike. And one more strikeout, Alexis Holloway. Through four full innings, we'll have double-digit strikeouts. Goes into a wind-up pitch in the dirt, and the count goes to 2-2. Gap in right center between Mallory McMahon and Lydia Bird. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three, and there is the 10th punch-out for Alexis Holloway, who returns to the first base dugout. Perhaps the most confident individual in West Lafayette at the moment. We go to the top half of the fifth inning. The Bulldogs leading the Royals 2-0 in this Class 4A semi-state championship from Harrison High School in West Lafayette. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Spring and summer's a great time to take the car out for a drive, and when you do, you can make sure your vehicle's looking its best with a trip to Soft Touch Car Wash. An even smarter move is to join the unlimited monthly car wash club to keep your car clean throughout the season at an affordable price. Soft Touch Car Wash in Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. Visit their new website at oilandgowash.com. That's oilandgowash.com. Proud sponsor, Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com. From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Kroll to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, the website is www.TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com.
Out of the order for the Bulldogs was Zoe Reddick, the designated player, leading off against Alexis Mika in the first pitch. A call strike delivered, 0-1. Reddick, Bird, and Madrigal, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters, bottom of the order for the red-shirted Crown Point Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. Catches the outside corner, a call strike, and the count 0-2. Bulldogs leading this one 2-0. Well, it's more than just this one. It's for the right to go to the Class 4A state championship 1 week from tonight at Ben Davis High School. Here's the 0-2. Lined up the middle and caught to her right by the second baseman, Rager. As the second baseman maneuvering to her right, a soft touch line drive. One gone here in the top of the fifth. With the Bulldogs leading 2-0, Crown Point with runs in the first and third inning. Rather unusual way for the Bulldogs to score in the third. Crown Point making the score 2-0. When Alexis Holloway of two outs, she drew an intentional base on ball. Mackenzie Dunlap was at third base. And as Alexis Holloway was holding off at first, she rounded first and was caught in a rundown between first and second. That allowed Dunlap plenty of time to score. So very unusual with the Crown Point Bulldogs trying to get runs any way they can. They lead it 2-0, and the pitch catches the outside corner. A called strike to Lydia Bird. Now check that. Looks like we have a pitch hitter in the game for the Crown Point Bulldogs. It's Michaela Greco. So Greco getting a pitch hitting opportunity as the pitch catches the outside corner. A called strike. The count 0-2. By the way, even though Lydia Bird is not hitting, she is old. She will be back in right field and will come back to the plate perhaps later on in this ballgame. Pitch misses away in the count, a ball and two strikes. So happy you could join us here on what could be a special night for the Crown Point Bulldogs if they can hold on to this 2-0 lead against the Royals of Hamilton Southeastern out of the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. One on and miss. Michaela Greco goes down swinging, and two up, two gone. Here in the inning, five in a row set down by Alexis Miko. And that will bring up Lexi Madrigal.
Next up, the catcher,
The starting catcher for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Andrew Cole line out in the third, 0 for 1 here in the ball game. As a pitch misses in the dirt, the count 1-0. Flexi Magical reached base in the 13th inning, but was taken down for a courtesy runner. All right, I got a confirmation. It's actually Maka, not Miko. Was told it was Miko, but it was actually Maka, the pitcher. We were told differently, but now we're getting a confirmation on the name. Pitch swung on and missed. The count 1-2 with two outs here in the inning. So Maka in her line, here's the pitch. Swung on and line in the left center field. That's a base hit. And Lexi Magical on base. With a base hit, only the third hit of the game for the Crown Point Bulldogs.
Base hit by the catcher brings up the top of the lineup, number 00.
And the top of the order due up for Crown Point. Mackenzie Dunlap, who has been on base once with a bunt single, stole second, came around and scored in the third inning due up. And now time briefly called at the plate. Better known as Mac for the Crown Point Bulldogs, Mackenzie Dunlap, the shortstop. Looking over to Pete Usage for the sign. Another pitch. Swung on and a high fly ball to straightaway center field. That's hit pretty deep and off the glove of the center fielder, Burkhold. That's going to bring in one run. Pulling in the third base is Mackenzie Dunlap. Lexi Magical scores. And the Crown Point Bulldogs lead this one 3-0. So the Bulldogs looking very impressive. A triple to deep center field for Mackenzie Dunlap. Interesting about Mackenzie, it was traveling in the same spot that she hit her home run in the game against Chesterton just a few nights ago, Tuesday night. So the Bulldogs with a 3-0 lead. RBI triple for Mackenzie. Crown Point can do it all, folks. They can do it all. Gracie Frazier lines it foul down the left field line. Maka into her wine. Here is the pitch. She tiptoes the third base side of the rubber and in there for a called strike to Gracie Frazier. Of course, Gracie with the big hit in this ball game. Gracie with the double to left field, bottom of the 13th, which brought in Brooke Manhattan from second. Here's the pitch. This is for a ball, and the count goes to 1-2. Gracie Frazier, the first baseman, a left-handed hitter wearing batting gloves for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Raises the bat up over her left shoulder, swirls the bat around, and waits for the 1-2 offering. Here it is. Thought about bunting instead. Takes ball two outside. Crown Point with four hits in this ball game. Maka looks in for the sign, goes into her wine, and the pitch. Swung on and line and caught it short by Dillo, and that's going to do it for the Crown Point Bulldogs in their half of the fifth. But they pick up a run, they get two hits, leave a runner aboard, and looking good through four and a half as we go to the bottom of the fifth here from Harrison High School in West Lafayette. Crown Point with a 3-0 edge over the Royals. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Have you heard of neurofeedback? A powerful and non-invasive process that can eliminate or improve symptoms of ADHD, anxiety, brain injury, depression, migraine, substance abuse, chronic pain, and more. Kept Concepts in Healing is offering neurofeedback at two locations, Crown Point and Rensselaer. Please call Denise Kuipers at 219-286-5657 for more information and your free consultation of how neurofeedback can help you. When your brain works, your body functions. Kept Concepts and Healing is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldog on IndianaSports.com. From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Krall to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, the website is www.TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music. You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldogs High School Softball on USA-365.com.
Bottom of the fifth with the Crown Point Bulldogs leading this one 3-0. The totals on the board for the visiting Crown Point Bulldogs, 3-4-0, 3 runs on 4 hits. No errors for the Royals of Hamilton Southeastern. No runs on 1 hit, 1 error. So 0-1-1, the totals for Hamilton Southeastern on the board at the moment. As we go to the bottom of the fifth, the Bulldogs lead this one 3-0, and the pitch chopped into the glove of Alexis Holloway on the first in time, and one gone off the bat of Ashton Keel, the starting catcher. So we'll go 1-3 on the putout. Nicole Lawn, the designated player, due up. Lawn hitting in place of Alex Maka, the starting pitcher. I want to thank everybody here at Hamilton Southeastern. I'm getting confused because Hamilton Southeastern is the designated home team and they're wearing their home attire. But here at Harrison High School in West Lafayette, as the pitch, a call strike, and it's 0-1. But so many good people here to help us. Been very blessed. Jerry, the athletic director, making sure we get everything we need. And on a day like this, plenty of bottled water. Here's the 0-1. Misses up, and the count goes to a ball and a strike with one out here in the inning. Bottom of the fifth, and the Bulldogs 6 outs away. I can imagine they're counting the outs in Crown Point. Fouled off, and the count 1-2. Well, so certainly happy you could take us as part of your plans on this Saturday. A great day of softball. The Bulldogs winning a memorable 1-2-1. And into the Crown Point, sure, the Crown Point Bulldogs win this one. It certainly won't be, I think, as memorable as just defeating Penn. That was remarkable. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Although Alexis Holloway making this one remarkable within itself. Another strikeout and 11 punchouts for Alexis Holloway. Just gets stronger and stronger watching her. So Kaylee Carter, the first baseman, due up with 2 outs and the pitch. Swung on and missed. The count 0-1. Now the sun is not set completely, but there is no sunlight visible. The outfield shaded. The light towers have been turned on in all. There are 6 light towers, 2 down each baseline, 1 in straightaway left and straightaway right. We don't have any outfield dimensions listed. Here's the 1-1. The pitch swung on and missed. The count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Carter 0-1. Ending the second inning with, you guess it, a strikeout. Righty to righty, here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Alexis Holloway. Give her a dozen punch-outs here in the game. But more importantly, the Bulldogs leading this one 3-0. The semi-state from Harrison High School in West Lafayette. It is the championship. The Bulldogs leading the Royals of Hamilton Southeastern 3-0. As we go to the top of the sixth, you're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil & Go in Crown Point and Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com.
The high school sports season is always full of action, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest sports polls, audio archives, and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services in Crown Point, Indiana.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com.
And we welcome you back to West Lafayette Harrison High School with the Hamilton Southeastern Royals. Trail the Crown Point Bulldogs. The Crown Point Bulldogs with a 3-0 lead as we go to the top half of the sixth inning. The Bulldogs will send into the box, Alexis Holloway. Of course, Holloway on base twice here today. Interesting about Alexis Holloway, she scored a run and she helped drive in a run, although you can't count the run that she helped drive in as a formal RBI. Now the 1-1. Off the end of the bat and right to the mound. Mecca up and on the first in time, and it's 1-3 on the putout. As Alexis retired, one gone.
Next up, your second baseman, number 2, Maggie Ballantyne.
So that will bring up Maggie Ballantyne. Ballantyne, a on base once, that would actually bring in Alexis Holloway. It was an E7, two bases for Maggie Ballantyne. But she is 0 for 1 on the day. Pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. A good crowd, just a terrific atmosphere. Looking over left field, you can see the parking lot. Cars parked. And parking at your own risk, you don't want any car to get hit by a home run ball. Watch out. Especially many people thinking about Penn in the first game with all their power. Penn not even only coming up with one run. But the cars, some of the vehicles are parked just adjacent to the wall. You can see them over the left field fence. Good parking here at Harrison High School. Pitch, breaking ball, misses away in the count 2-1. Bulldogs lean this one 3-0. If you're just joining us here on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com, winner moves to Indianapolis 7 nights from now and a chance to be crowned 4A state champions. The 2-1. In there for a call strike in the count 2-2 with one out. On a beautiful day that is starting to turn into a pleasant evening here in West Lafayette. Becca shakes the ball, puts in her right hand. Here's the pitch. Swung on and a looping line drive in the left coming over. Taylor makes the catch on the run for the second out of the inning. Two up, two gone. So that will bring up Mallory McMahon.
The center fielder, number 25, Mallory McMahon.
Crown Point has only been retired. Well, actually, Crown Point's been retired in order twice here tonight, in the second and in the fourth. And that will bring up Mallory McMahon, the center fielder. Micah has what she wants, goes in her wind, the pitch, line, and caught at short by Dillo. And that will do it for the Crown Point Bulldogs in their half of the sixth inning. They go down in order for the third time tonight, and we go to the bottom half of the sixth with the Crown Point Bulldogs leading 3-0 over the Hamilton Southeastern Royals in this Class 4A semi-state championship from Harrison High School in West Lafayette. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com.
Have you heard of neurofeedback, a powerful and non-invasive process that can eliminate or improve symptoms of ADHD, anxiety, brain injury, depression, migraine, substance abuse, chronic pain, and more? Kept Concepts in Healing is offering neurofeedback at two locations, Crown Point and Rensselaer. Please call Denise Kuypers at 219-286-5657 for more information and your free consultation of how neurofeedback can help you. When your brain works, your body functions. Kept Concepts in Healing is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldog on IndianaSports.com. The high school sports season is always full of action, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest sports polls, audio archives, and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services in Crown Point, Indiana. You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldogs High School Softball on USA-365.com.
Bottom of the sixth here from Harrison High School in West Lafayette, and a very happy Harrison High School as far as the Crown Point Bulldogs are concerned. They lead it 3-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. And it looks like we have a pitch hitter, number 42, Kylin Winnick in the box. So Winnick, the freshman coming on in place of Shelby Berfold. So the Royals trying to get a spark as best as they can as the pitch swung on and missed in the dirt. Got a score update. We actually got a few score updates actually heading to extra innings. Kankakee Valley 1, Belmont 1. That is in the Class 3A. Semi-states 1 on and missed. Strike 3. And Alexis Holloway of Baker's Dozen in strikeouts with 13.
Next up for your Royals, the right fielder, number 1, Eliza Moore.
So that will bring up Eliza Moore, the right fielder. One out here in the inning. We're getting another score update. We'll pass that to Lonnie here in a moment. It is a big score update surrounding this tournament. We'll get to that momentarily. In fact, we just have more. We'll get to that after this pitch. Moore looks at the 1-0, and the pitch catches the outside corner. A call strike, 1-1. Well, the winner of this one will face the state champion in Avon, as Avon defeating Gibson Southern over at the Bedford North Lawrence semi-state. The final score in that one, 2-0, Avon. Remember, the defending state champions defeating Gibson Southern. Avon defeated Penn last year 4-3. So Avon defeats Gibson Southern, and Avon will look to defend their state title next week. Swung on and miss. And strike three and a 14 strikeouts for Alexis Holloway.
Number 11, Abby Taylor.
And sure enough, Dave Woodworth texts me the score as I was just reporting it. But word gets around quick. And Dave, I know you're listening. We just got word that Avon has defeated Gibson Southern as a pitch line off the end of the bat and foul back to the top of the order with Abby Taylor 0-2 on the afternoon. So Crown Point, if they hold on to this 3-0 lead, if they want to be state champions, they're going to have to literally go through the state champions in Avon 7 nights from now. The 0-1. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. The count 0-2. Alexis looking for another punch out here.
No, I don't know. On a 4-2, Andrea.
Trapped to the right side and caught. It's a line drive caught into the glove of Maggie Ballantyne at second. And the Bulldogs retire the Royals in order. 1-2-3. It's getting close. The Crump, it's getting close to the closest. The Crown Point Bulldogs will take a 3-0 lead as we go to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil & Go in Crown Point and Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com.
Stop by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant with the best breakfast in the area. Their menu features omelets, biscuits and gravy, pancakes and more. They also serve lunch and dinner specials with homemade soup. The Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant is located next to Dairy Queen at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point. Open Mondays through Thursdays and Saturdays from 6 to 4, Fridays from 6 to 8, and Sundays from 6 to 3. That's the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant. Heartwarming and family owned. At 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point.